We're at the end of the NCVO New Politics Day, and we've just listened to a keynote speech by Peter Tatchell, which was fantastic, and I'm here with Peter now. Hello, Peter.
Hi.
And I was wondering if you could tell us what you think the single best thing and the single worst thing are that the internet offers to campaigners and activists.
The single best thing has got to be the global reach of the internet. The fact that at a click of a mouse, you can reach a huge audience worldwide. The fact that millions of people around the world can visit your website and get updates about the campaigns. Yeah. That's a really great asset. The downside is, I think, it also means that you just get inundated with so many hundreds, even thousands of emails. And frankly, I can hardly cope with the sheer volume.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fantastic and it's a great honor, but you know, it's also just really difficult to cope with the volume.
Do you think that's a problem of filtering, that we get so much information that we just don't know how to pick through it and choose the things that we need to work on?
Yeah, there's an element that the internet does lead to information overload,
yeah,
that you just get swamped. There are so many things that come into my inbox about campaigns all over the world, all of which are important, all of which I think are fantastic, but I just haven't got the physical time,
yeah,
to read and, you know, take in all that information. I think it's also a big problem in the sense that people will respond to my campaigns and want further bits of information, some of which I may have or may not. But the time it takes to respond to that is phenomenal. And not having an office and proper staff support, that it's really difficult for one individual to do.
Has it made it easier for you to find supporters to help with that process, with the disseminating of information?
I'd say the internet has enabled, you know, me to recruit, you know, volunteers and activists. But where it's lacking is in terms of people to do the hands-on work.
Yeah.
Because a lot of, you know, responding to people email,
yeah,
often requires quite specialised knowledge,
yeah, yeah,
and, you know, if they want a copy of an article I wrote in 1996,
yeah,
I'm probably the only person who knows where it is.
Yeah,
it is there somewhere, but I'm probably the only person who can find it.
Yeah, that problem of having an archive, particularly if it's a physical archive,
yeah,
of material that isn't yet digitised, that we kind of have a problem with that legacy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's really great listening to you today.
Okay,
and I hope many thousands of people get to hear it through the video online. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.